Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Scandal in Spring by Lisa Kleypas, performed by Rosalind Landor. Prologue.
I have made a decision about Daisy's future,
Thomas Bowman announced to his wife and daughter.
Although Bowmans never like to admit defeat, we cannot ignore reality.
What reality is that, Father?
Daisy asked.
You are not meant for the British peerage.
Frowning, Bowman added,
Or perhaps the peerage isn't meant for you. I have received a poor rate of return on my investment in your husband's seeking. Do you know what that means, Daisy?
I'm an underperforming stock, she guessed.
One would never guess Daisy was a grown woman of 22 at this moment. Small, slim, and dark-haired, she still had the agility and exuberance of a child, when other women her age had already become sober young matrons. As she sat with her knees drawn up, she looked like an abandoned china doll in the corner of the settee. It annoyed Bowman to see his daughter holding a book in her lap, with a finger stuck between its pages to mark her place. Obviously she could hardly wait for him to finish so she could resume reading.
"Put that down," he said.
"Yes, Father."
Covertly, Daisy opened the book to check the page number and set it aside. The small gesture rankled Bowman. Books, books. The mere sight of one had come to represent his daughter's embarrassing failure on the marriage market. Puffing on a massive cigar, Bowman sat in an overstuffed chair in the parlour of the hotel suite they had occupied for more than 2 years. His wife Mercedes perched on a spindly cane-backed chair nearby.